we're kind of hinting at kind of open source and how open source has been giving back to all different projects. Mm-hmm. And one of those projects comes from Pine64. And I do want to be really clear when we first dig into this box of the Pine Book, because we're all very, very excited about what?
The Pine Book?
Yes. But a $99 laptop.
Well, yeah, that too.
That too, right? Because where can you pick up a laptop for 99 bucks that's 1080p and ready to go out of the box?
Well.
But the key thing to remember here is that what Pine64 has done is not created the video production laptop of the next generation. They haven't taken the $1,300 Asus gaming laptop and crunched it down into a $99 Pinebook. No, that's not at all what they've done. What they've done is they've taken the A64 platform. So this single board computer that we all know and love, the A64 from Pine64, and made it into a form factor that fits into a laptop, and created a laptop based on this architecture.
Right.
They've taken open source, and they've taken all of the, like, the culmination of so much effort from various people within the community, and created a notebook that will work within that space. So this is not your daily driver for watching videos and doing everything that you do on your laptop typically. It's not a gaming laptop. It's nothing like that. What this is, though, is the next generation, if you will, of the...
like a single board computer. Like, it's the next generation of, like, the things you can do with a single board computer.
Absolutely. But it's taken it into a form factor of a laptop.
Right.
But it takes us into that next level of single board computing, where they're pushing that envelope and saying, okay, open source has come together. Linux has come together. The community has come together. Architecture, ARM has come together. And open source has come together and said, this is possible.
Yes.
We can do this for $99. It's not something that's going to replace your day-to-day computer.
No.
It is, however, something that for us developers, us Linux fans even, we don't have to be Linux gurus. We can be Linux fans and say, this is excellent. We've talked about it on the show, how Google Drive has revolutionized our need for software, because we can actually use cloud software. We can use Google Docs.
Right.
We can use Google Slides.
Exactly.
We talked about this. I'm pretty sure we covered this. And that can be done on something that is a little less powerful than your super powerful gaming laptop. Right?
Exactly.
So can I get right over here into the box?
Yes.
And you can join me over here. We are all wireless. So in the packaging, now this is the box, just plain Jane box.
Okay.
And Sasha, in the box came this 5-volt adapter.
Right.
Which has the American plug.
So is that like European?
No, this is American, like, Canadian.
Okay.
So 110, 120 volts.
But what was the one behind it?
Oh, that's just this is like a universal. So if you order this in somewhere else in the world, presumably they'd send you a different thing, right? Yeah, and that makes sense, right?
Yep.
So this is it's only 0.5 amps, but it's 5 volts. No, that's the input. The output is 3 amps, so 3,000 milliamps. So there's a pretty good amount of power coming off of that. But it is 5 volts, which is interesting. Now, are you ready to get into the box?
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the culmination of open source up until 2019. Are you ready to get into the box?
Oh.
And within the box...
not less boring.
Oh.
There is another box.
We literally...
it's like the Russian dolls or nesting
what
dolls
the heck?
Or whatever.
We seriously, Sasha, have...
that's a better looking box.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This has not been quite as abused by the delivery system. Can I get into this one?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this one is locked. If you have the key...
bam.
That looks a little more
promising. This is good.
Oh, we even lost focus there, which just shows you that... This is good.
All Even right. the camera's got, freaking out.
We've got some foam. Look at this. Wow. All right, what do we got? Oh, I see stickers. Guys, we were talking about stickers.
Those are not the stickers you're getting.
No, these are mine. Pine 64. Look at that. We got two different size Pine 64 stickers that they have thrown in. And we've also, now on this side, you can't see, but they are white. So the same logo,
okay,
but in white. Depending. So this would work really well on my darker laptop here. That's cool. Okay, so I do have a letter from, I'm assuming TL personally sent this to me.
Oh.
Dear Piner, this batch of 11.6-inch Pinebooks features a 1920 by 1080 IPS panel, which is an upgrade to the previous 1368 by 768 display found in earlier iterations. We hope that you find this as a pleasant surprise. Well, I do.
Smiley face.
A smiley face. Let's jump over here onto the camera. So, Sasha, if you move over here, we'll just jump over and I'll read you the entire letter in its entirety. Okay, so this said, due to the upgrade in the resolution, open source developers, in particular, Anarsol, Ice Snowy, IUFan, Shade Slayer, and Bushah. They required extra time to build their respective operating systems
right,
so that the higher resolution could be supported, and this resulted in the delivery date being pushed back a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Now, we felt this here in Canada. Now, we broadcast from Canada, and this took more than a couple of weeks to get here because, the border stopped it.
Right.
And they said, what did they say?
They said,
are you ready for this?
Okay.
Oh, you guess.
I think I know.
What is it?
I think that they would not believe at all that a laptop could be $99.
Yes.
And so they were
said,
you're lying.
Yeah.
Sorry, this can't be true.
This can't be $99. That's what the border police said. So they stopped it, and TL had to put his foot down and say, look, we're selling this thing for $99. and that finally let it through. So here we are. 1,000 weeks later. Please note that due to the 1080p IPS panel, some existing Pinebook OSs may not work until supported by the higher resolution until support for the higher resolution has been added to the operating system. To reflect this, the Pine 64 Pinebook wiki site and Pine 64 installer utility have been split into two separate categories for the Pinebook and 1080p Pinebook. Oh, so keep that in mind if you have an older iteration.
Right.
It's called Pinebook, and now it's called 1080p Pinebook. So that's the 2019 model.
Okay,
so please use and install the OS images from the 1080p Pinebook section. We're not going to do that tonight. I'm going to see what's actually like pre-installed on there.
Right.
Maybe, hopefully, there's something that will at least get us up and running. The plastic enclosure, it goes on, that comes with your Pinebook is a part of the packing material, and it's normal for that to break or get damaged during shipment. Please note that this is not considered a damage to the Pinebook, since the enclosure itself is part of the packaging material and designed to handle and absorb impact. That sounds like something that a manufacturer would say, like maybe Samsung saying, do not peel off
that. Yeah, the plexi thing.
Yeah.
The thing that is the screen. Don't
worry if the shell is broken. Now, in this case, it looks like they have double packaged it in cardboard. First things first, Sasha, this is it.
Oh, wow.
This is a lot smaller than I was expecting, than I thought. I shouldn't say expecting, because I have very little expectations. That's it. That's all that's in the box. So, very well packaged, albeit pretty bland.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Not very flashy.
We're not paying extra for flashy packaging.
Right.
Here we go. So, this is a lot smaller than I was expecting. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, let's see just a sheet of paper here.
Yeah, okay. An 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
So, it is...
It's about identical?
It's a little tiny bit narrower, but...
So the paper is a little bit bigger than the Pinebook.
Right.
So this is just a 1080p Pinebook, and let's actually get a look at
it. Can I just touch it?
Do you want to actually feel this? I'm not afraid of you dropping it, because it is solid state. It has eMMC, 16 gigabytes. It has 4 gigs of RAM, I presume, possibly 2. I'm going to get into the specs in just a moment's time. But how does it feel?
It feels nice.
I mean, it feels
slightly heavier than I expected. It's not heavy, but
it's small.
It's
correction. It is 2 gigabytes of RAM.
Okay,
so let's get a look here. So on this side, I've got a micro SD slot, which is bootable, so I can install operating systems on that and boot from them.
Okay.
Then I've got a headphone/microphone jack, multi-function. Then I've got USB 2, which is a full-size USB jack, which is quite nice. Over on this side, I've also got another USB 2 jack and a barrel connector DC 5 volts, which is our connection for the charger itself. Again, 5 volts, 10,000 milliamp hours, so we're presumably going to get a fair bit of life out of that. And what I had expected would be the HDMI port is covered by a piece of electrical tape. Let's find out what that's
why.
About. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Oh, don't you just want to just look at that?
That's nice.
Just stare at that. And it does have that.
New.
Yes. And it has that look of like a lightweight, like portable.
Right.
Almost a MacBook Air kind of esque feeling to it. The bezel is quite, I mean, first glances. I mean, this is our first impression too, folks. So my first impression is, wow, that looks,
it's
it looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this here. This is
can
a piece
you just
of.
Peel that back?
Is that a white electrical tape over
now
top?
Now you're doing
of,
that thing the Samsung phone users did.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing I should peel.
Oh, yeah. This looks like something that I should peel off. Let's see what. Okay. So that is literally just a cover for a micro HDMI.
I wonder why.
So there's an HDMI. Why do we have this piece of tape over top? We will never know. But it's gone now, folks, and we will test this over the coming weeks to see if the HDMI works as we would expect. Yeah, I sure will. But first, I see there's a
more tape.
Yeah, there's a little bit of tape over top of the 0.3 megapixel webcam.
Nice.
Which is a very low resolution camera, but ideal for something like Discord chat or something like that. If you're chatting on Skype with the family, it's perfectly usable. It's not HD like for interviews or video production or anything like that, but certainly great for just chat and low bandwidth.
Yeah.
Right? Looking at the keyboard. So first things that I notice here on the keyboard, Sasha, I'm just going to move this aside. So looking at the keyboard, I mean, I'm an Almina typer and I type 180 words a minute and this drives me nuts.
Oh. Why?
First of all, this is where the shift should be. So that should be the shift. So shift here.
Okay.
Has a pipe and a slash over here. Check this out. The arrow keys are part of my right shift key. And the shift key is, in fact, this little microscopic thing. Now, I do want to reiterate that what we're looking at here is a $99 ARM Pinebook.
Right.
So I do want to be clear that what we're looking at is something that is dirt cheap and revolutionary as far as what is currently available on the market. This
is this button?
Changing things. That looks like maybe a right click. And then we've got a function. We're going to have to see.
I feel like this is like bullet points.
Insert bullet points here. We have a lot of function keys, so this is like a numpad. So if I hold in the function keys, presumably this becomes a numpad. And the slash, where is the slash?
The slash?
Can I just say, oh my gosh, no. Okay, so if you hit this. Come on. All right. Don't mess with slash. I'm just saying that is bloody nonsense.
I found it, though. It's small.
But you found it. It looks like it requires a function key press in order to press it. Let's go back to... Okay. So I need to remind myself what this is. I want to use this. I want to utilize this Pinebook for programming. Because right. as a programmer, this is going to be ideal. But this kind of thing, this drives me nuts. So the slash is actually function slash.
Well,
and
yes.
where the slash should be is a
what is that
closing
called?
Brace.
Okay.
Can you guys see that? So the keyboard, I immediately hate it from here.
Well, you don't love it.
I hate it.
You hate it.
When you screw around with slash like that, because slash is something that you use very regularly.
Yes.
Yeah. Or pipe, for example, like having to press function pipe, that's not cool.
Do you think that there's a reason they did that though?
Anybody who knows one, comment below. So I think that keyboard aside. Okay, so I'm not keen on this. We do have USB.
Yes.
So I imagine I could use an external USB keyboard if I needed to.
Right.
If I really wanted to. Now, for general typing, if I were to get used to the fact that some of the keys are absolutely in the wrong place and that I do not like the fact that slash is here and on a function key, so I have to actually push function slash. That's not cool. And where I think is slash is a closing brace. That's not cool. But that said, okay.
Oh, the Yeti Wizard said you could fix it by using a custom keyboard layout.
Oh. See, now we're getting back into... What are we getting back into here?
Open source. And
open
like
source, configurability.
Yes.
So could I close my eyes and forget about the icons that are printed on the buttons,
right,
and actually reprogram the keys,
yes,
to work the way I actually expect them to. I don't even mean this is not me being picky and being like, oh, I right. really want the slash to be there. No, I type 180 words a minute. I'm not screwing around. I'm not holding the function key and
yes.
pushing a new key.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. So you could probably just wipe their expectations right off the board and download a new one, and bingo bango. This was not my idea. Thank you, Yeti
Wizard.
There
you go. I think a remap is definitely in order, and that may be a coming feature on Category 5.
Right.
So out of the box, so my first impressions, and Sasha, you can share yours as well, but my first impressions are this looks wonderful.
Yes.
Sorry for the focus there. Camera guy is not paying attention because camera guy is digital. It looks really, really good, and it is light. It feels like something that I can just throw in my bag.
Right.
It's solid state. There's no moving parts.
Just like picture it with that on it.
Yeah, you want to put a Pine 64 logo on there?
Yeah.
I think it's possible. Okay, and that brings up an interesting comment that I would share, Sasha, is that what do you notice?
That it's plain?
Not plain, but not branded. It doesn't feel like the stupid Apple logo.
Oh, right.
Like
yes,
the
that's
stupid,
true.
Like I've got my Lenovo over here with the stupid Lenovo logo.
Completely customizable.
It just looks like, hey, this is my netbook. This is my notebook.
It says Pinebook on the inside.
Pinebook.
It's just very...
It's subtle.
Like, yeah, subtle. It's no maintenance.
It says, hey, look, I'm a Pinebook, but it's not presumptuous.
Yeah.
Specifications-wise, I mean, this has stereo speakers, which we're going to get into. We're going to see if they are as bad as some folks have said. But, I mean, that's not really what we're looking at, being that this is the programmer's, the tinkerer's mm-hmm. notebook. It does have an ARM 64-bit processor. We're going to look at that in a couple of moments' time. And 2 gigabytes of memory. But we do have to take a really quick break. When we come back, Sasha, we're going to actually fire this thing up.
Yes.
We're going to see what comes on it, because this is the first time we've ever been in the box.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen as soon as we push go.
Wait a few moments. We are loading things, whatever, and it'll change.
Who knows, right?
Yeah.
It could be.
We'll
so
see.
If you want to find out what a new Pinebook is going to look like out of the box, fired up for the first time, well, you want to stick around and see with us what our first impressions are. And in addition to that, we're going to look at some of the specifications as well and find out just how great this thing is for $99. Stick around. Welcome back to Category 5 Technology TV. During the break, we were looking at your laptop, which is...
Right. Can I turn it around?
I don't know.
You wouldn't even be able to see it, yeah. Really. But mine also fails the Robbie test.
Well, we are in Canada, and your laptop is, in fact, a French keyboard. So
I didn't notice. I clearly am bilingual.
The enter key is in the wrong spot. The slash key is in the wrong spot, but at least accessible.
Right.
But I don't like French stuff.
Some of this stuff is in French.
That explains it. Oh, my goodness. But it does drive me nuts as somebody who has been typing. Like, when I look at laptops and when I buy laptops, I specifically look at the keyboard.
So that's
very, very important to me because I just type too fast. And when I move from computer to computer, I don't want to have to think, okay, I'm on this computer now, so the keys are here.
Right.
Everything needs to be the same from system to system. That's very, very important when you type as fast as I do. So you
sort of remind me, sorry. Did you ever watch Big Bang Theory?
I tried,
okay.
Sasha.
So Sheldon, do you know who that is?
I do, yeah.
He has like a spot on the couch. It's his spot, and he really loves that one spot, and it's like a big deal. I don't really watch the show, but I feel like you are like that with the
keyboard.
Am I
eccentric like him?
With the keyboard situation, you're like, okay. This is my layout, and I'm like, mine. But it makes sense.
I'm married.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. Can I just show you, just with the Pinebook here, now I mentioned that it's a little bit smaller than I was expecting, and I say that with almost a pleasant surprise. Like, it's like, wow. In the pictures, I thought it was bigger.
Right.
Right? So if I look at my Lenovo ThinkPad here, and then put this next to it, can you see the difference? Like, this is the difference, folks. So this is not a big ThinkPad. This is just a standard-sized ThinkPad, and I imagine you can see kind of the difference there. But it is quite small.
Right.
It's very lightweight, and I'm kind of happy about that as far as,
like,
hey,
throwing it in a backpack.
If I'm going to be writing or coding, if I want to sit at Starbucks with the free Wi-Fi and just sit there coding something... Brilliant, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I've also gotten into lately is using Google Remote Desktop. So this is the Chrome Remote Desktop in order to access my video production system. So using that, I can use a less powerful system in order to do things like video editing.
Okay.
Because I'm actually remoting into a more powerful system, utilizing the resources of that more powerful system on something much lighter weight, much more portable, much cheaper, much more disposable, if you will. I don't like to use the word disposable, but disposable in the sense that, hey, if somebody stole this from me and I was using it like that...
You're not losing your video editing.
It's all on my more powerful system that I access remotely through this.
Right.
Through Wi-Fi.
Smart.
It makes sense, right? Huh. So can we fire this up? Can we jump over here, Sasha?
Yeah.
And you can join me and let's actually see how this looks
as we
power this on for the very first time. So there's a power button right here, which I presume I'm going to just push. And let's see. Lights have come on.
Yeah.
I do see light.
Okay.
Do we see anything on the screen?
Oh, wait, no. There's a little.
There's a cursor thing.
There's a little circle.
Nice. Target. Okay.
And then
what?
Nothing.
What's next?
And then. Doo, doo,
that's
doo.
It?
No, there's more.
That's all there is? Come on. Come on.
Oh, now there's a tiny dot.
Is there?
No. Is there?
No.
No.
You were seeing things.
No. See, there we go.
Whatever that is. This is our first time too, folks. So now
some pleasant gobbledygook.
Okay, I'm going to grab my notes here, Sasha.
Sorry.
And just so I can share a little bit of the specifications. So what we're looking at now, the screen is 11.6 inch. And as you know from our note that we had, this has been upgraded to 1080p. The processor is an A53 64-bit processor, the same as the A64 single board computer. As we've shown here today, and it looks like it's booted up and ready to go.
Yeah, it says,
that's fantastic.
We're having trouble getting your...
Well, I haven't connected it to the internet yet. So that's Firefox trying to load up Firefox browser, but I haven't connected it to the Wi-Fi yet. So as we've shown, it's very lightweight, very compact and portable. Now, it comes with some form of KDE Linux installed, pre-installed, but it is compatible with many different Linux distributions, including as well as BSD, Android, as well. Like, you can imagine, you can install Android on here, on this Pinebook. That's fantastic. The GPU is a Mali 400 MP2, and it does have 2 gigabytes of LPDDR3 RAM. Now, let's get a quick look at kind of how things work here. Now, there's no touch screen. Okay. So, you know, for $99, you're not going to expect something like that. And you can see as I'm touching it, yeah, it's a little bit... It's pretty solid. Like, it's...
Right. It'll hold up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Once it's there. Okay, so let's get in here. I'm going to use my finger here on the trackpad here, which is multi-touch. Okay, so let's close out. It doesn't seem to support clicking.
How do you...
Well, I can actually push down on the button, but it doesn't support, like, touch sense stuff. All right, let's get in... to my Wi-Fi. So down here, let's see. Okay, it did take that click. There we go. So we see some Wi-Fi network. So we do have 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi out of the box. It also has Bluetooth 4.0. As I mentioned, 16 gigabytes of eMMC is built in and is also upgradable. And you can boot from a micro SD card. So if you want to stick like 128 gig Kingston SD in there, that would be a good way to go. And you'd be able to boot from that, put on any operating system. I'm just going to get us onto Wi-Fi here. So let's just jump right onto our private network here. That's going to take some getting used to. I can't just tap the touchpad. That may be operating system centric. It may not be the system itself. Pardon me. Oh, for goodness sake. The backspace key's in the wrong spot. Okay, let's try again.
I hope there's not a lot of slashes in our password.
Our password is giant. And setting network address, if I got the password right, it should be... Yeah, got the address. Connected. Okay. So we're on. Now the backspace key, first thing I notice is it's in the wrong spot. So that's not cool. But that's the keyboard. I mean, you may get used to that. I'm not keen on having to get used to that because I am such a typer. But if you're not opposed to that, then I guess that's okay. It's going to take some getting used to that. I can't just tap to click. Right. See how it's not doing anything? So I'm tapping like I would normally tap my touchpad, and it's not taking the touch. However, there are like push down buttons, so if I push, it clicks. But it doesn't seem to sense when I just tap the touchpad. So there goes. Okay, so there's a handful of things already kind of pre...
Right.
Like here. Let's get into category 5.tv.
The coolest.
At least the enter key is in the right spot. Secure connection failed. Well, why is that? That would presumably mean that the date is wrong on the Pinebook. So let's take a quick boo.
Is the keyboard backlit? Yeti Wizard asks.
No, there's no lighting on the keyboard itself. It is just it feels good, but you will have to get used to the fact that the keys are in sometimes the wrong place. It says it's December. Now, what's the date today, Sasha?
Today is the 5th of June.
5th of June 2019, and this says it is December somethings. How do I get into... All right.
Does it say it's a date from before
right
it
click.
Existed?
Adjust date and time. Yeah, so the data is wrong. That's why I'm getting secure connection failed.
Yes.
It's not letting me onto my website. It says that the date is December 8th, 2018.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. If you get that error message that secure connection is not available. It's just that your clock is wrong. And that's because this is brand new right out of the box, right? Nobody's ever set the clock before. Sorry, June...
5th.
5th. Yes. 2019.
Yes, 1951.
1951?
That's the time.
Oh, not the year. Okay. Whoa, we're time traveling. Okay, so 1951. So we're looking at 7:51. So how do I set the clock on this? It doesn't seem to let me.
7:52 now.
I'm going to apply the date at least. Time zone. What does it say? Time zone.
Can you do that thing where you just get the date and time from the internet?
Multi-touch is working. Yes.
Okay.
I presume so. So multi-touch is working. So if I put my two fingers down, and I know this is a little difficult for you to see at home, but if I put my two fingers down, I am able to scroll. So I'm able to scroll this list with two fingers. That's good. So that is a bit of a bonus because sometimes that's not really working out of the box. Let's see if I can find Toronto with a quick search. Oh, my goodness. Having the backspace in the wrong spot is going to drive me nuts. I just said Toronto. Toronto. There it is. Oh, and I got to click. I actually have to push down with a tactile button. Okay, try again. Now does it come up? Hello? Come on, try again, yeah? It says it's 1:23 a.m. 1:23 a.m., Sasha. Why did it divert? It reverted to December.
How do you save your changes?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Let's go to June 5th, 2019. Apply. Does it now? No, it just jumped. As soon as I hit apply, it jumped to December. April, May, June 5th. Okay. Did that work? I'm bringing back up the calendar. It keeps jumping back to December 2018, Sasha. So that's nonsense. So if I instead, let's try going to baldnerd.com. And is it going to let me there? Yes. Okay, so if I go baldnerd.com/... Now I have to find the slash key here, Sasha.
Press shift or function.
Nerdgasms. And you all remember why I'm
Use
doing this.
NTP date.
Yes.
Says Solbu.
But I'm saying it's not even setting when I set it using the GUI. So I'm going to click on, in my Nerdgasms, so baldnerd.com/nerdgasms, click on set time and date. You guys see that? You probably have trouble reading that. Do you want to read it to them?
Secure connection failed.
Because the time and date are incorrect. So this is a problem that we run into on single board computers traditionally.
Right.
So keep in mind that this is, in all essences, a single board computer.
Right.
Think about a Raspberry Pi or some single board computer and stick it into a laptop form factor.
Right.
That's what the Pinebook is.
Marshman knows how to set the date. The time and date.
Does he now?
He does.
Here you go, dude.
It says...
Push the buttons.
Hashtag time, date, control, set time. And then you do it. Just like that. You just copy and paste it, really, is what I would do.
Okay, so I'm going to fade to black, and when we come back, the date and time are going to be magically set. Back from the black. Now... Marshman shared in the chat room that we needed to type a command in the root terminal, which is time date CTL set -time and then apostrophe 2019-06-05 space 19:57 for 7:57 p.m. And then another apostrophe. Now, the apostrophe drove me nuts because the apostrophe is, in fact, function key minus. That's how you find the apostrophe key. And it reported to me that it could not do that. It said, failed to set time. Automatic time synchronization is enabled. So I actually brought up the calendar again as if I was going to adjust the date and time. And there's a little checkbox that allows me to disable. It says set date and time automatically, which I turned off. And then I ran that command with the up arrow, and it did, in fact, work. And so presumably, if I jump back over here now... Oh, yes, I have to actually push down and try again. Date and time are now correct. So if we're lucky, if things work, there we go.
There.
Our website, in fact, loads, ladies and gentlemen. So
Yay.
Let's bring this up, make that a little bigger. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to get used to that. I have to actually physically push down. So scrolling down. So this is the Pinebook out-of-the-box experience. A little bit of configuration to set it up and get up and going. But all in all, I mean, it is an operational laptop. And truth be told, I understand that this is not my daily driver. This is my, hey, I want to actually code on this thing. So I want to have access to Bash. I want to have access to Nano. I want to have access to maybe Gedit and things like that. So, you know, all this internet stuff and whether YouTube plays well, which I am interested in, but... Oh, there we go.
Oh.
It looks like it's playing actually pretty well on on YouTube. Where's my cursor? There it is. Let's bring that up full screen. There we go. Okay, full screen, it's choppy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear that?
So if you plugged in a headphone or a set of headphones, it would sound better.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? These days, Sasha? Oh, interesting that... okay, so I'm looking at the volume, and the volume is, in fact, up full blast on everything, and it's not very loud. So not a good sound system at all.
You're not going to wake anybody up in the night. Well,
not really a reasonable sound system for video editing or viewing or anything like that. However, it does look like the frame rate when in Windows, and I say Windows, when in, why is it, there we go. Okay, so I've paused, oh, now it's unpaused. There, it's paused. The sound quality is not very good. From the built-in speakers. However, as you're saying, Sasha, you're going to use headphones. Yes, there is a headphone jack, so unlike a iPhone,
right?
There's a headphone jack, but there's Bluetooth 4.0 as well. So I don't know about you, but I've really taken to only using Bluetooth headphones these days.
Right.
And so it's going to work fairly well for that type of purpose, right? So if I'm wearing my headphones, it's going to work pretty
how
well.
How often would you be really relying on the speakers anyway, except for like a ding?
Okay, well, let me explain to you what a Pinebook would mean to me.
Yes.
So it's an ARM architecture.
Yes.
I program ARM-based distributions. So to me, I'm going to be in Bash. I'm going to be editing things in Nano. And I'm probably going to have an MP3 playing in the background for music on my headphones.
Right.
So that I do have music. But it's coming from, like, Bluetooth.
Right.
It's not coming out of the speakers. I don't care about the desktop, and in fact, I would be just as happy with this as long as it has Wi-Fi and accessibility to SSH that I could actually just have a terminal full screen. I'd be quite happy with that for what it is. But for $99, I mean, this looks like and feels like a really good device. So looking at the keyboard, so people will say, well, you seem pretty ticked off about the keyboard. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I really kind of am. I do not like when keys are not where they're supposed to be. It's okay if they're, you know, like your keyboard is French. It makes sense. Maybe this is...
Something...
Klingon. I don't know. But who puts a slash key on a function alt key? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
But that's not a slight against Pine 64.
Right.
I want to be. It's really a fine line here because I want to be. I want to be clear that this is a really impressive rig for $99. Yes. Bucks.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. But.
But I want to be clear about what it's not as well.
Yes.
Right. What it is perfect for me sitting in Bash, doing some programming, doing the little bit of things online, maybe like accessing my email and things like that.
Right.
It's lightweight. The battery is a 5-volt, 10,000 milliamp hour battery. So I expect that the battery life is going to be really quite reasonable. And so far tonight, we've seen no signs of any kind of wear on the battery. I don't know if it says what kind of battery life. What I see in the bottom icons, okay, it says that there's 97% battery, but it doesn't say, it says it's discharging. It doesn't say how long.
Oh.
It's going to last for.
Do you know when on...
Oh, and I see the display brightness. I noticed that Linus had mentioned that there was a no display brightness option out of the box, but I do see a display brightness when I clicked on the battery icon. Does that...
Oh, it does brighten it.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it should be.
That's where it is.
And it doesn't say for how long the battery is going to last?
It doesn't say how long. It does say that it's a 97% battery.
Right.
But that's it.
Okay.
So, but that's, I mean, hey, we've had it up and running for a good half hour anyways, and just running away. There you go.
Yeah.
But it's lightweight. It's a solid state. There's no moving parts, so I'm not afraid to, you know, be a little bit rough and tumble with it to some degree.
Right.
And I closed it on purpose while it was on because I'm curious as to...
What happens
when I open it up again.
Does it just put itself to sleep, or does it turn itself right off?
Well, I see a mouse cursor here.
Oh, okay.
And it just came back, and it's sitting at a... It's got a clock, and it's asking for a password. I didn't ever enter a password. Unlocking failed. So there must be a password that comes with it that we're going to have to find out what that is out of the box. But you can, of course, visit the Pine 64 website, pine64.org, in order to get other distributions for it. You're not limited to just what's included on the Pinebook, but you can install various other operating systems as well. Tons of open source platforms that are available for it, and lots of people working on making this work really, really well. But for what it is, hey, for $99...
You could give it to your kids easily to play on, and, you know.
I kind of feel that way. Like, yeah. I feel like, as a programmer, this is a really nice thing to just kind of carry around with me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for the kids, for accessing Discord and various, like, online stuff, a lot of games are on, like, Chrome, so install Chrome on it, and there you go. There's your, I mean, it's not even a Chromebook. This is a full Linux laptop.
That is great. Great.
For $99, and yeah, there you go. Can you see how sleek that is? Sweet. That's the Pinebook from pine64.org, and of course I'll give you a hot link at cat5.tv/pinebook.